KTKQJOFM.
This is KAYTFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, God is great. Yes, and He's greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we do not want anything to hinder us from getting into your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is answers. In your presence is healing and comfort. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for being the great I am. We thank you for being holy, God. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God and so much more. Lord, I ask that you will have thine own way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that, Lord God, that we are able to come before you, God. And Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 9th verse. That's Jeremiah 1 and 9. And it reads as follows. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of our lesson today is, be a willing vessel. Be a willing vessel. When God told Jeremiah that he was going to become a great prophet and speak to the nations, he quickly added, Jeremiah, say not that you're too young to do this. He knew that if Jeremiah started telling himself that he was not qualified and didn't have what it takes, he would have become who he was created to be. He would have never became who he was created to be. It is very imperative not to talk yourself out of the assignment God has given you. Because the minute God told Jeremiah he was going to become a prophet, the first thing he said, God, I'm too young. When God tells us to do something, the first thing we do, we find excuses not to do it. Because we don't believe in ourselves that we can do it. God believed in Jeremiah, that Jeremiah loved God so much that he would do anything he said. So he gave him that assignment. He gave him that call. But what you don't understand is God will qualify you. Come on here. God will prepare you. Come on here for the assignment. God qualifies the call. He will qualify you. So people of God, don't be so easily distracted or so easily to quickly talk yourselves out of the blessings of God. We saying, God, I can't do it because I'm not ready. Or then, God, I cannot do it because I'm not good enough. Or God, I'm not qualified. I'm not ready for to do this. But God qualifies you. Always remember, man doesn't. God qualifies you. So God touched Jeremiah, putting his words in his mouth. And from then on, the prophet never doubted the authenticity of his call. The experience changed Jeremiah forever. Throughout his lifetime, Jeremiah proclaimed the word of the Lord to Judah, and his ministry extended to the Gentile nations. Once you know who you are in Christ, you will not question your call. You will never doubt yourself. You will never doubt that God calls you. You will never doubt and say that, am I in the right place, or am I doing what God has called me to do? You will have an assurance that God has called you. Look what God did to Jeremiah. The Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. When God called you, he put the words in your mouth. That's why we have to be open vessels, willing vessels to be used by God. And once you open your mouth, God will place the words in your mouth. Come on here, somebody. And as believers, we can know that God is the master designer of our lives. He is the potter. He is molding us. He is shaping us. He is engineering the purpose and the destiny of our story. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We all have a story. And we all have a purpose on this earth. We are not here just to exist. We are all formed by his hand. And you can refer that to Isaiah 64 and 8. God knew us before he formed us in the womb. He chose us in Christ. And he will be with us always to fulfill his purpose through our lives. Come on here, somebody. For God saved us, and God called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time. That was his plan to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then look at it again. He said, did he touch Jeremiah's lips? Because I can't get over this. Did he touch Jeremiah's lips and was saying, in effect, Jeremiah say, what I say about you. He was saying, Jeremiah, say what I say about you. And that's what God is saying to us. Say what God says about you, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are the head and not the tail, that you are a royal priesthood. Come on here, somebody. Don't say how you feel or what other people may say or what it looks like that is not going to happen. Come on here. God is saying, say what I say about you, not what man says about you. Oh, come on here, somebody. Zip your lips. I often say some of us need the shut up ministry, because some of us, we just null and void our blessing. It's time to zip that lip. Start saying what God says about you, because your words have power. And once you speak negative or positive, and once you speak the words into the atmosphere, it manifests. And it would become exactly what you have told it to become. Come on here, somebody. Say not that you can't get well when you know our God is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. Ooh, my God. the Lord God that healeth thee. Say not that you can't accomplish your dream or your vision shall not come to pass. Don't think that. When the God we serve is a way maker, come on. You got to believe what you're saying. You just can't be talking stuff. Come on now. Say not that you'll never have enough when our God is a provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Now get in agreement with God. Start sending your words out in the right direction. So when you speak victory, health, and abundance, you're moving toward what God says about you. And you are drawing. You are pulling in blessings. You are pulling in favor. And you are pulling in increase. Say what God says about you. Allow God to fill you with his words, with his wisdom and with his knowledge and more revelation. My God, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, O God, for the calling and the purpose that you have given us. Lord God, help us to zip our lips when we have negative thoughts or when we want to produce negative words. Help us, God, to use our words to declare what you say about us. Father God, we believe that as we send our words out in the right direction, that you will lead us into victory, that you will give us health, that you will give us abundance, that you will give us spiritual insight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we will be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. I want you to get this. I want you to continue to allow God to use you. Be the willing vessel that God has called you to be. Open up. Say not that you can't do this and you can't do that. Remember, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Jeremiah needed the strength of God for the assignment that God had gave him. And we need the strength of God to carry through on this journey. Well, I want you to contact me at 318-206-8953. Be sure to visit my website. I have some books that will strengthen your walk, your daily walk, that will strengthen your faith. And my website is www.patriciajwilliams.com. Also, if you like to email me your prayer request, my email is faith is the key. That's one word, faith is the key, 47@gmail.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
All right. No need for shame, 'cause you gave your life for me.